Today's shiur is a Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Dalad. We will begin in the middle of the top line on the Amud at the two dots. The Gemara begins with the words of the Mishnah, Kama hoya gavoya ola ayin hoya nota. Those were the questions that we asked the Edim. Tana says the Gemara, we learned in one brisa, Tana Chada, in one brisa, Letzvolna Dvarv Kayam, and that if the Eid said that he saw it to the north, and we'll soon see what the north exactly means, north of what, but if it's Litzvona Dvorv Kayamin, Lidroma, however, if the aid says that he saw it to the south, the new moon, Loyam Reklum, his aedus is not accepted. And the Gemara asks on this, Astira Vatanya, we learned in a different brisa, Ifcha, just the opposite, Lidroma, if he says he saw the new moon to the south, Dvorv Kayamin. Litzvona, however, if he said he saw it to the north, Loyam Reklum, his aedus is not accepted. So we have a contradiction. The Gemara answers, Loy Kasha, this is not difficult. Kambi Moisach Chama, here it's speaking about in the summertime. Kambi Moisach Shamim, here it's speaking about in the wintertime. There is a long Rashi here on the Amud, which goes with the Pshat that Sfona and Droma refer to north and south of the sun. And on this Pshat of Rashi here, it's a very difficult Rashi. All the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And Rashi's Pshat comes out to be not like the Metzius as we know it. And therefore, we will opt to go with a much simpler Pshat, which does work with the Metzius, and that is the Pshat of the Me'iri. The Me'iri says that Svoina in our Gemara is not north of the sun, but rather north of due west. The new moon can be seen when it first begins, it's seen in close proximity to the sun, and it sets in very close proximity to the sun. In the winter, when the sun is south of due west, when that's when it sets, so the moon as well can be sighted right near the sun setting in the south. However, in the summer, the sun sets north of due west, and one can see the moon there as well. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that it depends in what season the aid said his testimony. The first brisa, which says that if he said that I saw the moon to the north of due west, that is speaking about in the Yemoy Sechama, in the summertime, where that is where the sun sets, and Huadin, that is where one will see the new moon setting. So then it's accepted. If he would say he saw it in the south during the summer, it would not be accepted, because that's not where it actually sets. And in the wintertime, it's just the opposite. That's the second brisa, that if he said he saw the moon south of due west, which is where the sun as well sets, then Dvorv Kayamin. However, in the winter, if he said, I saw it to the north of due west, his words would not be accepted. Tana Rabbanan. Echad Oimer Gavoya Beis Mardois. We question the Adam, and one says that I saw the moon, that it looked like it was two golds up in the sky. The Echad Oimer, the other witness, when he is questioned, he says, Gimel, that it looked like three golds. A gold is something which you use to make an animal go quicker. It has a point on the end, and this was a way of measurement. So one said two, one said three. It's not exact. Can we accept the testimony? The Gemara says, yes, we can. Edusan kayemis. The edus is accepted. In other words, we'll say that one of them is making a mistake by one gold. But Echad Amar Gimelif once said it looked like it was three golds length in the sky. Echad Amar Hey, and the other one said it looked like five golds length. Then Edus Betela. Then the Edus is not accepted. Now here the Turi Evan asks the question, why should it not be kosher in this last case when there's a discrepancy of two golds from three to five? Just like we say from three to four, you can make one of the Edim is making a mistake in one gold. So from three to five, we could say they're both making a mistake in one goat. It was really four, and each one is making a mistake in one goat. The answer, says the Turi Avni, based on a Toysim Sachem Dafyud Beis, that we only say a mistake where one person is making the mistake. Where you have to corroborate their edus by saying that both of them are making a mistake in 1 hour, that we don't say, and that's why Edusim Betela. Others answer that really the pshat is that a person will make a mistake in a half a gold's worth. So when it's a mistake between 3 and 4 enechanami, we will say that 2 people could make a mistake also, each one by a half a goat. So where the discrepancy is only 1 goat, then I could say, in fact, each one made a mistake and a half. Where the mistake is in 2 goats, and that would have to mean that each one was making a mistake of 1 goat, there a dusan is betela. Continues the Gemara, Avil mitstarfen lei de sacheres. But we can use each aid. The simple pshat in the Gemara would be that let's say there's a money matter, Eidus Mammon, and I will use one of these 2 Eidim, who was just not accepted when he said it was 3, and the other one said it was 5. So both Eidim are not accepted, but yet they can be mitzarif with another Eidus concerning Dine Mammon. So Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the Amud, Avol Mitzarif and Leid, this brings the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, where you have Beis Kite Eidim Amachishim Zua Zu. So the one Man D'Yomer says that in another matter, each, even though there's 2 Eidis here that are saying Sheker, they're being Makrich each other. So yet we say that for another testimony, you can't take one of each group. Because if you take one of each group, one of those Eidim is not saying the truth in the previous case. But if I want these 2 to testify in another money matter, and these 2 to testify in another money matter, that's fine. So according to that, Mandi Yomer says Tosfos, we will understand Pshat in our Gemara, that they don't get disqualified for any other Eidus, and therefore here, the one who said 3 could join with another Eid to testify about a money matter. However, there's another Mandi Yomer who says, Bahadei Sadei Shakri Lamali, when I have Shnei Eidim Mechishim Zuazu, then I say that each group indicates that the other is a liar. So we have to accept that all of them are liars and they cannot join for another Dine Mammon. So how will he learn this Gemara? So therefore, Taisa says, if you look in Rashi, Rashi said a little, it's an answer, Bedoichik, but we have no other answer. We'll have to say, says Rashi, Echad Mem Etzarf Im Eid Acher Sheyoymer Kamoisei. It doesn't mean Eidus Acheres for another matter, a money matter, but rather he will join with another aid. Reuven said 3 and Shimon said 5. I'll get Reuven, who said 3, to join with another aid who saw it and said it was also 3, and then the one who said 5 will be Chad B'Makom Trei. He will not be accepted, and I will listen to Reuven and his new partner. What's the Pshat Eidus Acheres? Because since he's joining with a new partner, it's considered like Eidus Acheres. That's how I'll have to learn according to that Mandi Yomar in Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan continues the Gemara. We have learned, Renu B'mayim, if the Adam said that we saw the new moon in a reflection in the water. Or Renu B'ashashis, we saw it through glass in a lantern. Or Renu B'avim, we saw it through the clouds. Ein me'idin olav, they cannot testify. That's not considered a good view of the moon. And we are choshish, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, that they saw a wisp of a white cloud in the sky. And they thought that that little wisp of a white cloud, that in fact was the Levana, when it was not. Now, in the Ashashis, which is made out of glass, there's a Machlaikas Achorainim, if it's only a mirror. But let's say they would see it through glass, a window. Is it only not accepted when they're saying we saw it a reflection in a mirror? Or even if they say we saw it through glass, a window, where you could see from one side through the other, will that also not be accepted? That is a machlokas achronim. Continues the Gemara, Chetziv b'mayim, Chetziv b'avim, Chetziv b'ashashis. Let's say they say that we saw half of the moon reflected in the water, or half through the clouds, or half through the glass. Ein me'idin olav, we don't accept it. Frey the Gemara, hashta kuli amret loy, chetzi meboya. You just told me that if you see the whole moon through the glass or through the clouds, it's not accepted, so kal v'chomer if you only saw half. Elo hachi gamar, this is what it means. The case of half is the following. Chetzer b'mayim, chetzer b'rakia. It's not that he only saw half. He taka saw the whole thing. He saw half reflected in the water, and then when he looked up, oh, I see it in the water, let me look up in the sky and see it. By the time he looked up, he only saw the other half. The half that he had seen in the water, he no longer saw. What did he see? He saw the other half. Would that be good? L'maisa l'chayri saw the whole thing. No, Kamashwan, since half of it was in the water, again, we're chayshish that maybe he saw a part of a cloud and it's not accepted. The same with the other cases. Chetzi ba'avim, chetzi ba'rikia. He saw the one half through the clouds, then he saw the other half clear in the rikia. But he didn't see both halves in the rikia. Chetzi ba'shoshes, chetzi ba'rikia. In all these cases, the Brice is mechadish that even there, ein me'idin. However, the achrayim are medayik. What would happen if in fact he would see two halves in the sky, but he would not see the two halves b'vas achas, then it would be accepted. The only time we don't accept it is if he saw half in the water and half in the sky. But if, in fact, he saw two halves in the sky, even though they were not together to make one whole, it would be accepted. Tana Rabbana, we learned, Reinu, Vishuv Loi, Reinu, we saw it, and then we didn't see it. Ein me'idin olav, they cannot testify on. Frey de Gemar, Kol Hochi Chazulav Azli, what does that mean? If they saw it once, why can't they say, we saw the new moon? They looked up again, they didn't see it. Okay, the clouds covered it. Why shouldn't they be allowed to tell it to Bezdin? Amar Abaye, Hochi Kamer, this is what it means. Reinu Meilein, we didn't have any, we weren't looking in the sky to find the new moon. We, by chance, our eyes just got a piece of the moon. We saw the moon without having Kavana. V'shavnu l'roisim edatenu. So we said, you know what? Now that we think we saw the moon, let's concentrate and let's see if we can taka see it again. And v'loi renu. When we tried to do it with kavana, we didn't see it. The halacha is ein me'idin olav. They cannot testify. My time. What's the reason? Eimer kuvisa de'iva ba'amahu dechazi. The Masoret Shas brings down from the Orach that he brings down a girsa, not kuvisa, but kuchisa, which means a chaticha shal anan shahaya doim levana. He saw, as we said before, a wisp of a white cloud that appeared like a levana, and therefore, since you didn't have intention to see it, you just happened to see it, and when you looked again, you couldn't see it, we say that maybe you saw a piece of a cloud, and your edus is not accepted. Continues the next Mishnah, Reish Bezdin, Oimer Mekudesh. Once the Edim have been questioned, and the Bezdin has found that their testimony is valid, so then the head of the Bezdin says that the new month is Mekudesh, V'cholom, Oinen Achrav, and all the people answer after him, whoever hears him say the word Mekudesh, they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. They say twice Mekudesh. The Gemara is going to bring Psukim for all of these dinim. And the halacha is, when do we go through this process? Bein shenir bizmanoi, bein shaloi nir bizmanoi. Bizmanoi means on the 30th day. That's the normal zman when one should see the moon. As we know, the moon cycle around the earth is 21 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim, which equals an additional 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds. So obviously it's not shaykh to see the new moon on the 29th day, because the cycle is never less than the amount that we've just mentioned. So therefore the first possible sighting of the moon is on the 30th day. That is called bizmanoi. Even though it is possible that it could be seen on the 31st as well. So the Tanna Kamma holds that this process where the Reish Bezdin says Mekudesh and the Kol Ha'am Oinen Achrav Mekudesh Mekudesh is done Bein Shenir Bizmanoi, Bein Shaloi Nir Bizmanoi. Whether it's on the 30th day or it's on the 31st, Mekachinoi, so you have to Mekudesh. However, we have a dissenting opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Oimer, Im Loi Nir Bizmanoi, E Mekachinoi Soi, Shekvar Kichu Shamayim. If it was not seen at the right time, you're not Mekadosh it anymore. Why? Because it was already Mekudosh in Shamayim. There are those who learn the pshat is that it automatically became Mekudosh, or that, in fact, it was Mekudosh already in Shamayim from that morning, the morning of the 31st, and others say that it was already Mekudosh from the night before, the night of the 31st. They asked Akasha, I were not Mekadosh at night. So the answer, that's by Bezin Shalmata. But Bezin Shalmala, Enechlami, could be Mekadosh at night. So this second sheet of Lazar Ritzadik says that the only time you need to do Kiddush is only if the 30th day, bismanoi, but once it's the 31st day where it's already kvar kitshu shamayim, then kiddush is not necessary. These are two of the shitas. We're going to have a total of four shitas, as we're going to see in the Gemara. I just want to point out at this point the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that the four-way machlokas that we're going to have in this inyan of when you exactly, let's speak out the other two. The other two are Plimo, who is a Shem Chacham. Plimo says that Bismano you're not Mekadesh, and Shaloi Bismani Mekadesh, Fakert. Fakarit of Rab Lazar Rab Tzadik. And finally, Rab Lazar Rab Shimon says, Benkach u Benkach ain Mekachin. You're not Mekadish whether it's Bizmani or Shalai Bizmani, says the Minchas Chinuch. This four-way machloikis is only Legabi Kiddush, but there's two halachas here, says the Minchas Chinuch. There's halacha that Bezdin has to interrogate the Edim and be Kaveh exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and that there's no machloikis. That they have to do Bizmani, Shalai Bizmani, they have to ascertain exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. The question, the machloikis in our Gemara, is the second inyan. The second inyan is to say the words Mekudish, and the answers Mekudish, Mekudish. On that we have a four-way machloikis, but not in the etzem halacha of being kaveya. That you have to do in all circumstances. Begins the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah, Rosh Bezdin has to say Mekudish, Minohani Mili, from where in the Torah do we see that the Rosh Bezdin has to say Mekudish? Amrab Chiyabargamda, Amrab Yishman Shol, Amr Rebbe, Amr Kroh, it says in the Pasuk, Vaidaber Moishas Moyadei Hashem, El B'nei Yisrael. The simple pshat is that Moishe taught the halachas of the Moyadim to Klal Yisrael. However, the Gemara here is learning that it's speaking concerning Rosh Chodesh, because we find that Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed. And what it means here is, Mikan, Sharoish Bezdin, Moshe was a Rosh Bezdin, Oimer Mekudish. When it says, Vaidaber Moshe, as Moyadei Hashem, it means that Moshe, the Rosh Bezdin, has to say that this is a Moyad, and this today is going to be the new Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Mishnah, V'cholom, Oimer Nachrav Mekudish Mekudish. Minolam, from where do you learn this halacha that the Om has to answer also? Omer Apapa, Omer Korda Pasuk says, Asher Tikru Oisom, that they read, that you should read about them, Karibe Atem. It's not, we read it not Oysam, but we read it Atem. You, Klal Yisrael, have to be part of the Kriya Shem that today is the new Rosh Chodesh. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, a different pasuk. Eila Haim Moyadei. What is Haim? Haim Yoimru Moyadei. You, Haim, they, Klal Yisrael, they should say that this is a moed again, because Rosh Chodesh is also called a moed. Frey the Gemara Mekudesh Mekudesh Trei Zimni Lomeli. Why do they have to say twice Mekudesh? Good, you have Atem and you have Haim to teach us that Klal Yisrael has to be part of the Kiddush process. But just like the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh, let the Am say Mekudesh. Why do they have to say it twice? And for the Gemara, the Chsivit says in the Pasuk, Mikra'e Kodesh, Beloshin Rabim. And Rashi says, Trei Zimne Mashma. Since it's put in the plural, it's Mashma, that they should say not Stam Mikra Kodesh, but Mikra'e Kodesh, they should say it two times, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Continues the Mishnah, Rav Lazar, Rav Tzadik Oimer, Im Loi Nir Bizmanoi, Ein Mekachin Oisoi. Rav Lazar, Rav Tzadik Shita was that if it's in the 31st day, you don't need Kiddush, because it's already Kiddush in Shemaim. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa. Here is a third Shita, which we mentioned before. Plimoi Oimer Bizmanoi, Ein Mekachin Oisoi. If he did it in the, if the Bezdin did it in the Zman on the 30th day, you're not Mekadosh. Says Rashi, why? She'ein oitzar chizuk. There's no chizuk required. This is the normal thing that it should be done bizmanoi. That's the first opportunity when you can do it. You don't have to be Mekadosh. But shaloi bizmanoi, that already needs a chizuk, because it's not in what's called the regular time. You're going to make it a leap month. You're going to add a day. You're going to make it a mole, not a chaser. Then the halach is Mekadoshinoi. So that needs chizuk, so we want the Av Bezdin with the call to say Mekadosh. A fourth sheet, the Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Oimer, Benkach u Benkach, a Mekadoshinoi. So whether it's Moli or whether it's Chas, you're not Mekadosh. Why? Shenamar the Pasuk says, Vikidash to Mishnas HaChamishim. By Yoivol, there's a mitzvah Bezdin to Mekadosh the 50th year of Yoivol. So we learn out, Shonim Ato Mekadosh, Yadam Mekadosh Chadoshim. Your Mekadosh only years, and there is no Indian according to Rav Lazar Rav Shimon to Mekadosh Chadoshim. Again, Avada Kviyas HaChadoshim. Avada Rav Lazar Rav Shimon is moided that Bezdin has a mitzvah to be kaveya, but to say the words Mekudish, that's only by Shonim and not by Chadoshim. Continues the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik. Which one of these four sheep is the halacha like? Says Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, who held in our Mishnah that if it's loy near bismanoi, ain't mekachnoi soy. It's only bismanoi that you are mekadesh. Amr Abaya says Abaya, afanan amitnina. I have a riot that the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik. Because we learned in a Mishnah further, Ra'u Bezdin Chol Yisrael. If the Bezdin and all Yisrael saw that the new moon, or Nechkeru Eidim, or Bezdin and Yisrael did not see it. However, there were two Eidim that said, we saw it. And they went through the process of being interrogated by Bezdin, and they passed the test. But V'lo Yispiku, Lo Yimer Mekudesh, Achech Hasheicha, but it took so long that the Bezdin was not able to say Mekudesh until it got dark. Halacha is, so even though they were testifying, they saw it on the 30th day, but if Bezdin didn't say the words Mekudesh until the 31st day, Harei Zeh Mo'ober. The halacha is that the last month is a mole and it's Mo'ober. So the Gemara is Medayik. It says Harei Zeh Mo'ober, Mo'ober in Mekudesh Loi. It doesn't say anything about Kiddush. It only says Mo'ober would be Mashma, that once they have brought it into the 31st day, and that's going to be the new month. They do not say the words Mekudesh. It just becomes a Molei the previous month, and Rish Chodesh is on the 31st day, but Bezin does not use the word Mekudesh. The Gemara says no, no Raya. Me'ober Itzur Chalei, we need to specify it's Me'ober. Why? Salkadatcham, and I would have thought, Hoyl v'ra'u Bezdin chol Yisrael. Since Bezdin all Yisrael saw that it was on the 30th, Ifarsima. It's become a fursim that Rish Chodesh was the 30th. So even though the Bezdin didn't do it quickly enough, and they procrastinated or whatever the case may be, they didn't have a chance to do it until it was nighttime. So I would have thought, v'loy libru, we should not be ma'abarit, kamash malon, that if they didn't have a chance, even though everybody saw that the moon was already on the 30th, so you would think the word would go out that Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th, and there'll be a whole confusion, afal pikein, that's the chiddush. So why couldn't I have that same chiddush by saying mekudesh? So Rashi speaks out, if it would say mekudesh on the 31st day, I would say what it means is it's Mekudesh on the 31st day, but it's retroactive from the 30th. They have to say the word Mekudesh on the 31st day. We're going now, we're trying to upshlug the Raya of Abaya. Abaya said, I'll bring you a Raya that on the 31st day you don't have to say Mekudesh. So the Gemara is saying, no, maybe you do have to say Mekudesh. Why did I use the word Ibra and not Mekudesh? Because if I would use the word Mekudesh, I wouldn't have clore that the last month was a mole. I would think the last month was a chaser. Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. I didn't have a chance to say the word Mekudesh on the 30th. I'll say it on the 31st, because you have to do it on the 31st also. But it'll be retroactive. All the Yom Tovim will go from a day before. Therefore, to make it clear, I say Me'ober. If I say Me'ober, it means that the last month was a Moreh, and Rosh Chodesh, in fact, is on the 31st day, but in fact, you have to say Mekudesh, so it's no Raya that we paskin from that Brisa, from that Mishnah further, like Rab Lazar Barab Tzadik. Continues the Mishnah, Demus Tzuris Levana Hayulah Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel had pictures of different shapes of the Levana, Betavla, in a tablet, Ubekoisol Baliyasoi, in his upstairs place where the Bezdin met to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, on the wall and on the table there, he had pictures of the moon, Shebehen Mares Adjoitis, simple people who could not describe exactly what they had seen. If they could describe it, it wasn't necessary. But where they didn't have the words to explain clearly what they had seen, so Rav Gamliel would show him these pictures, and then they would say, oh, I saw like this, I saw like that, and he would know exactly what they had seen. He would question them, did you see like this, did you see like this? And then he would see if the two Adam said the same thing, he would have pictures to show them. Frey the Gemara, Umi Shari, are you allowed to have pictures of a moon? Voksiv, it says in the Torah, in Shmos Perikov Pasikov, Lo Sasun Iti Elehe Chesev Elehe Zov, Lo Sasulchem. One is not allowed to make idols of gold and silver, and we darshan, Lo Sasun Kidmus Shamashai. You're not allowed to make in the form of those beings that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara thinks, the last Rashi on the Amud, that iti will mean with me in Shemayim. Rashi says, tsuroi so'imdim iti. Those celestial bodies that are like, so to speak, together with Hashem in Shemayim. So look, those who serve Hashem in Shemayim, iti. You're not allowed to make it. How could Rabbi Gamliel have this picture of the Levana? Rabbi answers, Loi Asra Torah, El Shamashin She'efshel Asois K'moison. What it means, Loi Sasin Iti, is don't copy things that you are able to make. But let's say something that I can't make, no one can create a moon, no one can create a sun, on that there would not be an Isser. Later we're going to see the Gemara is going to learn not like this. But at this point, Abaye says the whole Isser of Leisasin Iti is only things that are connected with Hashem, they're Kedusha Dikat things, which a person could duplicate. For example, Kedusanu, like we learned in the Brisa, Lo Yasa Adam Bayis Tavnis Hekel. You're not allowed to make a house that looks like the Hekel of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make an Achsadra Pavilion Tavnis Ulam, which was bordered on three sides, had an opening in the front, so you shouldn't make a duplicate of the Ulam in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means, Leisasin Iti. Don't make holy things that are connected with Hashem, which you can replicate. Chatzar Keneged Azara. Don't make a Chatzar in the form of the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Keneged Shulchan. Menorah Keneged Menorah. Avol Oisa, as we turn to Daf Chav Dal Amid Beis, you can make a menorah which was seven candlesticks to it. You could make Shalchamisha because this it's not seven. Vishalshisha six, Vishalshmoyin and eight that you are allowed to make. But Vishalshiva of seven Layasi you shouldn't make. Afilishalshar minimatchos, even other metals. You should also not make. So the rule in this Gemara is that whatever is kosher, even b'riyevet, because avada lechatchila you're supposed to make a menorah out of gold, but b'riyevet you're allowed to make it out of their metal. So if it's kosher b'riyevet to make in the Beis HaMikdash, one is not allowed to duplicate that menorah from any substance which would be kosher. An eight candlesticks in the menorah, one cannot replicate even from other metal. However, according to the first Mundi Yomer, from wood, you would be allowed. Why? Because wood is not kosher, according to the first Mundi Yomer. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, no. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, you shouldn't make it even out of wood, because wood, b'di eved, is also kosher. And where do I find that wood b'di eved is kosher? Kederech sh'asu malchei beis chashmonai. Like we find by the kings of the beis chashmonayim, where the Yevonim took away the menorah from the beis HaMikdash, and the chashmonayim had to build a new one, and Rashi says they were poor talmidei chachamim, they didn't have money to make one out of gold. So therefore, Rashi says, "Kishigavra yadam ala yevonim voitziam Yerushalayim v'tiaru es hamigdash v'hayu aniim v'lo yachlu la'asoy shishal zav." They weren't able to. So what did they make it out of? They made it out of wood. By the way, Rashi explains what's the machloikis, whether b'riyevid you're allowed to make a menorah out of wood or not. The machloikis is whether we learn a pasuk we have many times in Shas, in the method of klalu pratu klal, or ribui miyutu v'ribui. Because the Torah says, this is based on the Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Chesam at Beis, the top Rashi here, v'asisa menoiras klal. That's a klal. Zohav tor prat. Miksha te'ase chazer v'kolol. Mahaprat mefurisho matechas, av kol shem matechas. If you learn it through klal upratu klal, the rule is that you always go ke'ein haprat. So whatever is like the prat, the last klal is marba anything that's like the prat. What's the prat? Metal. So anything that's like the prat, metal, is allowed. B'di'evet. However, wood is not like the prat. Mamele, the Tanakhama holds you're not allowed to make a menorah in the base of Migdash, even b'di'evet, out of wood. However, the second man, the Yom, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, no. We darshan that same pasuk with the klal of ribui mi'at ribui. If you learn ribui mi'at ribui, the way it works is that the last ribui is marba everything, and the miut that's in the middle between ribui mi'at ribui is only memayit one thing, What's the one thing that's made out of clay, pottery, cheres, but eitz, ein echanami, would be mutter. So that's the machlokes, whether you can make a menorah out of wood or not. But l'chayre, Rabbi Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda has a beautiful raya from the base cheshmanoim. They made a menorah out of wood. Amru loy. So they said to Rabbi Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda, no, misham raya, you're bringing a raya from base cheshmanoim. Shputin shabaz loy. You know what that menorah was really made out of? It was made out of spits of iron. Rashi says, the top Tysus says, why is it called spitz? Because there were no gvim kaftarim uprachim on the menorah, because the Gemara Menachah says that the only time you require gvim kaftarim uprachim on the menorah is if it's made out of gold. Since this wasn't made out of gold, it was just a plain piece of metal that looked like a spit. So really, this menorah of the Beis Chemishmoy was made out of iron. The chipum, and they covered the iron, bebats, with tin. And the Tosfos Rit speaks out that when you have tin, as it ages, it begins to look like wood. So the person who saw it thought it was made out of wood. But in reality, it was metal, because wood talk is possel. And if wood is possel, memeir it's kosher to make it, and you're not over on leisasun iti. Continues the Gemara, after they made it out of tin and iron, Hashiru, they got richer, Asum Shal Kesef, then they made a menorah out of silver. Chazru Hashiru, they got even richer, Asum Shal Zav, then they were finally able to bring it back, L'chatchila, to make the menorah out of gold. So now that it's so far, we have the first teretz. The teretz is that there was no problem with Rabbi Gamliel making the Levona, because the Isser is only on things that you're able to duplicate. But things you're not able to duplicate, like the sun and the moon, there is no Aveir of Leisasun Iti. Freid Gemara, Vishamashin, Shef Shal Asayis, Kamaisin, Mishori. Is that true that it's mutter, those things that serve Hashem, which one cannot duplicate, is mutter? Vatanya, it says in a braisa, leisasin iti. You know how I learned the word leisasin iti? Leisasin kidmus shamashai, hamishamshin lefonai b'morim. Don't make those servants who serve me on top. And on top means in heaven, and the Gemara understands that to mean referring to the levona and the chama. Amar Abaye, loy asra Torah le demus arba ponim bahari adari. You know what's included in that prohibition? Only to make that mara that Yecheskel saw, that he saw the Kisei HaKavod was on four creatures, which were the Ari, the Shor, the Nesher, and Adam. Those four together, there's an isser for a person to replicate. The Rishonim asked the question, if the Isser is all four, so L'chaira, what do you have to come on to a new Isser of all four Partsufin? What about parts of Adam alone, as we're soon going to see in the next piece of Gemara, that it's Isser alone to make a Partsuf of a person. So what do you have the Isser of all four? One of the four is Partsuf of an Adam. So numerous Terutzim here. Tosfos' answer is that it's speaking about he found the Partsuf of an Adam. He didn't make it. He added on the other three. So he'll still be over on this new Isser, which we just learned. The Ritva answers that L'mashal, he starts out with a Nesher, and then he adds a Shor, and then he adds a Ari, and finally he makes an Adam. So it comes out that this Adam is not an Adam alone. It's an Adam, part of a being that has four pieces to it. So it loses its Tzur of Adam. It becomes like a new creature with these four heads on it, and therefore it would not be Usser because of the Isser of making a Dmus of an Adam himself. And finally, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, a Pasha de Teretz, Lavra love b'shnei Lavin. Ein echanami, you'll be over for the Isser of making a head of a human by itself, but there's an additional Isser to make this form of the Kisei that Yecheskel saw b'mara. Freid Gemara Alamiyata. If you're telling me there's an Isser of a Dmus Arba Ponim, and that's what it means, Lysasa Iti, to make the Shamashim Bemorim, refers to that Dmus, parts of Adam Lechude Tishtri, it should come out that it's only Osir 4, and not if you make the parts of an Adam by himself. Alamatanya, why do we learn in Ebraisa, Kola Partsufos Mutarin, all the forms of are Mutar, Chutzmi parts of Adam, except parts of Adam, which is Osir. By the way, there's a Machloik between the Rush, who says that it's not not just the face, it's really the whole guf, and the smug who says that even the face alone is part of this prohibition. So the Gemara's kasha is, according to what you're telling me, then only those four. Why is it usur parts of Adam alone? Am Rafunabred Ravidi, mi pirki da Abai Shmili. I heard from the shiurim of Abai an answer to your question, that we can learn loisasun iti in a different way. So far, depending on what we're learning from the plus, we had different ways. For example, in the last piece where we had the four creatures that are holding up the Kisei HaKavod, so the Leisasin Iti, Rashi explains here, means Shekisei HaKavod Rachov Aleihen. Iti means the heavenly throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is riding on the backs of these four creatures. That's the Iti. But now, says Rav Huna Breid Rav Iti, I learned from Abai and Upshat in Leisasin Iti. Lo Sasin Osi, don't make me. So what does it mean, don't make me? How does one make Hashem? The answer is that Yecheskel in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, says, Kimara Adam Olav Mumala. I saw a dmus of a human on there, on that kisei. In other words, the vision that Yecheskel saw, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him in the vision of a human being. So, Memela, that's what Hashem says, Lo Sasin Osi, don't make me the way I appear to Yecheskel B'Mara. Of course, the Rabbanu Shem Chas V'Shalom is in a Dmus Adam, but that's the way I appeared in Mara Yecheskel, so don't make me in that way. Memela, it's Osi to make a parts of Adam, because it goes into the Yisr of Lo Sasin Iti, Lo Sasin Osi. Frey the Gemara. Vishar Shamashim Ishari, are you telling me that other Shamashim of Hashem are mutter? For example, the Levana and the Chama, we're still going. That should be mutter, and that's why Rav Gamliel was allowed to have those pictures of the Levana. Vatanya, we learned in a Brayso, Loisasin Iti, Loisasin Kidmush Shamashim, Hashem Shalfanai Bimoroim, on high. Kegoin, Aifanim, Usrafim, Vachayas, Akkadish, Malachi, Asharis, all these various type of Malachim in heaven, you should not make a Dmus of them. Amar Abaye, and the Gemara thought that if it's going on Moroim, not only does it include the Malachi Asharis, but it'll also include the Levon and the Chama. Amar Abaye, no. Loi Asra Torah, Ela Shamashin Shebe Madura Elyon. As Rashi explains, there are seven Rakiyas. These Chayis HaKoidish and Malachi Asharis and the Shrafim, they are in Rakiya Hashvi, the seventh one, and the Levana and the Chama are considered to be in the Rakiya Hasheni, as the Gemara tells us in Masech the Chagiga. So Memela, the Torah only assured those Shamashim which are in the Madura Elyon, which are in the seventh Rakiya, the Chayas HaKoidesh, the Malachi Asharas, but the ones that are in the Rakiya number two, those are permitted. Are they talking mutter, the ones that are the mutter atachta, vatani will look nebraisa? The pasuk says in Shmoy's perikhov, pasuk dalit, loy sasil chopesel vachotmun asher b'shamayim imal, vasher b'oretz mitachas, vasher b'mayim mitachas loretz, so we darshan, asher b'shamayim l'rabbis chama levana. Kechav and Mazolis. That includes the sun and the moon and the Kechav and the Mazolis. Meanwhile, the Pasuk says, L'rabbis Malach Hasharis. So you see, Klor, that you're not allowed to make, a Chama Levana, how did Ram Gamliel do it? The Gemara answers, Kitani Ahila, of them. That's a different Pasuk. That's a pasuk that you're not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. You're making it to serve Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, that's Taka Asar, anything that you make in Avodah Zarah. But we're speaking about the special Issur. Rabbi Gamliel didn't Chas V'Shalom have it for Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Gamliel would only be Oiver on the Chshash, the Gemara is asking, should be on Loisasin Iti. Loisasin Iti, the Gemara contends, does not include Chama Levana. Oiver Avodah Zarah, that includes Chama Levana. Frey the Gemara, Ela of them. If you're telling me that pasuk is a different isser of being Oivet Avodah Zarah, so I feel a shulshul katanami, so why only the Malachim and why are those the only ones that are Asr? Even a little worm should be Asr. The Gemara says, Ein Chanami. You're right. As avodah zarah, even a little worm is aser. The sanya we learned, and that is the Gemara saying, wait a second, go to the end of the pasuk. You have to darshan the other words of the pasuk. You're just darshaning mimal, bashamay mimal. The pasuk continues as we read the pasuk. Vasher bo aretz mitachas. Asher bo aretz. What is that marba? L'rabbis hor mugvois yomim v'naharis. It includes mountains and hills and seas and rivers, afikim, streams, v'geos and valleys. Mi tachas, the next word of the pasuk, l'rabbis, shoshal katan, einachanami, a worm is also included. Whatever you serve in the world, from the biggest body in the world to the smallest, it's all part of the Isra Avodah Zarah. So still now, the Gemara has not been able to ask a strong question on Ram Gamliel. We've been able to answer it. Now the Gemara finally comes to the crunch. Vasiya greatis of mi shori. Are you telling me just to make it alone, meaning not for avodah zarah, but to make it for beauty or to make it for a mitzvah, as Rabbi Gamliel did for kiddush avodah? That's mutter. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, loisas and iti. Now notice what pasuk. We're not using the pasuk of loisas l'chol pesa l'chol tmuna, which is speaking about oivet avodah zarah. But we're back to the pasuk of loisas iti. And how do we darshan it? Loisas and kidmusha moshe amisham shalafona kegoin chamol levona kechav mazalais. Ah! Checkmate. So finally, from this Lysas and Iti, we finally found that Lysas and Iti does include not only making the menorah, as we had in the Gemara before, but even things that you cannot duplicate exactly. You can't make a Levona and a Cham exactly. That's still part of Lysas and Iti. The Gemara answers, Shiny Ram Gamliel, Dacherim Asuloi. Acherim made it for him, means a goy made it for him. You're right. It's taka osir, we are chayzer from what we said before. It's osir whether you could make it exactly, whether you can't make it exactly, it's osir. And even if you're not serving it, it's osir. I, Hadaram Gamliel, do it. There it is. Others, which means goyim did it for him. Fragin, Allah de Rishonim, there should be still an isser mit rabbonin to ask a goy, like Amir la'akum. It's osir shvus mit rabbonin for to ask a goy to do it for you. So the various truths from the Rishonim, the Ritva says, Litzarech mitzvah, it would be mutter. The others say no, it would be Aser Litzarech mitzvah also, but that's if you ask him. Here, they on their own, they knew he's in the moon business, so they decided that they're going to make a picture of a moon for him. And finally, the third teretz in the Rishonim is that they made it for themselves. And he heard that they have this available, and he went ahead and bought it for them. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that you're allowed to keep it, even though you're not allowed to make it. There is a run in Masechta Avodah Zarah who says that this Isser L'Sas Iti is not only to make it, but even to keep it. And he's going to learn the sugya a different way. We're not going to go with the run sheet of how he learns the sugya. But the Pashup shot in our Gemara is that you're also to make it, but if a goy made it in a permissible way, you are allowed to have it. Of course, if you're not serving it for Avodah Zarah. Frey the Gemara, is that so? We're going to learn here the way Tosis learns. V'ha Rabbi Yehuda. The case of Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, who had a ring. He had a signet ring, which in those days they used to put the signet ring into wax. And with that they used to seal documents and envelopes to send. And his ring had on it, there's a machloikis rishonim. Either it had a picture of parts of Adam, or it had a picture of one of the celestial bodies. It had the Cham or the Levana was on the ring. The Acherim Asaloi. He didn't make it for himself. A Goy. The Goy made it for him. V'amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, that's what he used to call him, you sharp one. Semi Eine. Wipe out its eye. So if it's like those Rishonim that it means a picture of a man, take out his eye. That's a way to deface it. Then you don't have a problem. Rashi, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, erase it, get rid of it. As Rashi seems to be learning, that Eine doesn't mean an eye, if it would be a picture of a person, but a tsura of a person, but rather the appearance. Erase the appearance of this, which, what was it? A picture of the sun or the moon. Semi Eine the Dain of this, erase it. So L'chaira, you see that you are not allowed to keep it. You said that you're allowed to keep it as long as Acherim made it. Here Acherim made it, and he was told to get rid of it. The Gemara answers, Hasam chayis my boilet have it. There it was a case where the seal was bolate. In other words, they chiseled down the metal of the ring, and what they had left was a protruding seal. Umishum chashada, as Tosfos learns in Divrei Maskil Smi Eini Dedein, that if there's three surim that our Gemara has been discussing. One is to serve Avodah Zarah. The second is not to serve Avodah Zarah, but to make things that are shamashim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sasa iti. And finally, there's an isser chashad. So Tosfos learns that there's no chashad on iti. On that isser, there's no. If you're only worried about that isser, you can keep it in your house, and there's no chashad. But here, there was a chashad that on the isser of Avodah Zarah. There's no chashad on the isser of iti, learns Tosfos, but there is a chashad on the isser of Avodah Zarah. So Yehuda, Rav Yehuda told, Shmuel told to Rav Yehuda, they'll be chayshid that you made this Avodah Zarah and you're serving it. It's your little getchka that you keep on your ring. Kedesanya, tabas chayshmai, if you have a ring. If it's chayshmai, boil it. If it sticks out, asr lanicha, you can't leave it on your finger. Umutter lachtimbo, and you could seal with it. Why? Because when you put it in the wax, it's going to make an indentation. It's not going to be boiling. On your finger, you shouldn't have it, because everybody's going to think you're walking around with your little getchka, with your Avodah Zarah. But to use it to imprint in the wax, that's mutter, because you're not making a projection. Chais meshekeya, if the opposite. If the seal is made, because we indented the seal, not that it's protruding. So then, mutter lanichi, you can leave it on your finger, because it doesn't look like an Avodah Zarah. Mashenkev asr lachtem bo, but it's asr to seal it, because when you seal it with an indented ring, signet ring, that's going to cause in the wax that you are creating a tsura that is bolet, and memela, then you'll have the problem of cheshad. Now, we see from this Gemara that the isser that we're discussing is when it's boilate. So it's interesting, in the Gemara before, when the Gemara said, how did Rav Gamliel have these tzuris, the Gemara says, Acherim made it for him. Why didn't the Gemara answer that he had a flat, he had a picture? It wasn't boilate. If it's not boilate, there's no problem. From our Gemara, it seems the whole isser over here, if it's boilate. So there are those who say, Eina Chanami. You see, since the Gemara didn't make that distinction, you see that the Isser is even if it's not boilet. Even if it's not boilet, the Isser of Losasan Iti is even if it's not boilet. Others say that the Gemara assumed that he had a round Levana, because it was he could use it better to ask questions to the Edom by having a real live model. So Lemaisa, in this Indian, there's a big machlokes Rishonim. The Meiri says that this whole question of boil it or not boil it is not negeya to real Avodah Zarah. Real Avodah Zarah, if you make a picture into a deity, doesn't matter if it's boil it or it's not boil it. Anything you serve, a little worm or a flat picture, if you serve it, you're Avodah Avodizor. That there's no question on. However, Legabe, the Isser of E.T., so on this, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, so some Rishonim learn, as we just said, that even flat is Osir, and that's why the Gemara did not distinguish before. But others say that Enechanami flat would be permitted. Anything flat, if it's not boilet, according to some Rishonim, is permitted. The Ramban, the Ravid, and he brings it Das Rabbim like that. That doesn't matter what it is, whether it is the sun or whether it's a person. Now this would be totally in what we learned before. What was on that signet ring? Was it a dmus, a parts of a person, or was it a chama? If it was a parts of a person, we would have a raya that the whole isser of a person is only by chaysim. It's only if it's boilate. It's only if it sticks out, because that was the case here. If we would say that on his finger, on the ring, he had a sun that was boilate, then l'chayr we would have a raya that if it's not boiled by a son, it would be mutter. So there is this question in the Rishonim. Now, what svara? There are those who say there's a difference between a person or a chama. A person is only boiled. A chama is even if it's not boiled. What's the svara to be machalik? So the Yaivit says, because how does it appear to you? A person appears to you always three-dimensional. Whereas the levana, at night, you look up, you see a flat levana. It doesn't appear to you to be a round mass. And therefore, it's usur even if it's not boiled. Continues the Gemara, Umi chayshin in l'cheshada, you're telling me the whole problem over here is a chshad of avodah zara, vahi beknishna. There was the shul. The shaf, the yosef, ben arda, there was a name. Its name was the shaf yosef in the city of Nardo. And what Rashi says, what's the pshat in the shaf yosef? That Rashi says, chorarav, v'chazer v'nivne, v'tomer hoysa shchina mitzu yishab, v'yichonye v'galusay banu shenasu imoy me'avne Yerushalayim. As the pasuk says in Tilm, ki ratzu avadecha savadecha, your servants, they cherished your stones. They schlepped the stones from Eretz Yisrael, from the Yerushalayim, they schlepped it to Narda. And on those stones, the Shechina never went away, even in Golas Bavel. And the Rav Haigoin says that this was not only from Yerushalayim, it was from Avnei Beis HaMikdash. And the word Shaf means it was moving, and V'yosef means it settled. It moved from Beis HaMikdash to Narda, and that's where Yosef, that's where it settled down. So this shul in Narda, which had the stones of Yerushalayim, or even maybe the Beis HaMikdash, the Havda Be'andarta, there was a statue there. There's a question whether the statue was a king, or whether it was of an Avodah Zorah. V'ava'ayli Rav Shmuel Avud Shmuel Levi, all of Rav and Shmuel and the father of Shmuel and Levi went to Matzlosim. They used to daven there, and there was this statue there. Why weren't they chayshed? Oh, it looks like they're being oivet avodah zara. The Gemara answers: Rabim Shiny. We're only chayshed a yachid. When you have a rabim, nobody's chayshed that a whole rabim is serving. So they knew it was up there. The government wanted it up there. Nobody is serving it. They're all davening to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Frag the Gemara. Vor Rabim Gamliel yachid who? Rabbi Gamliel is a yachid. You're telling me there's a new issue here, a third issue. We had Yisroel Yivet Avodah Zorah. We had Lo Sasan Iti. Then we had Chshash, as Tosfos explains, of Avodah Zorah, and it's only mutter when it's a rabbim. Rabbi Gamliel is a yachid, so why isn't there a Chshash that he was being Yivet Avodah Zorah? Frank Tosfos, wait a second, but Rabbi Gamliel's tzur was not boilate. So if it's not boiled, what's the chshash? Answers Tosfos. Here's where we see the yisoid. V'yesh loimer, the second wide line at the bottom. V'yesh loimer, the mikol makam shayach b'chshada, the gabi levona ein chilek, even the ein abalat, it's berakia. Since in the heaven, it appears to us not to be three-dimensional. It looks flat. So memela, there's an iser, even if it's flat. So Tosfos says this yisoid, the gabi, the third inyan of chshad. And other Rishonim say it applies as well to the second inyan of Lisas and Iti, that these are only if it's boiled, because that's how he appears to you, three-dimensional. But by the Levon or the Chama, which is not three-dimensional, it's usur even if it's not boiled. And that's why the Gemara didn't answer over here that Rabbi Gamliel was not boiled. It wouldn't make any nafkamina by a Chama Levona. So the Gemara says, so why isn't there Cheshad? And for the Gemara, Kivan de Nasihu, since he was the Nasi, Shchicha Rabin Gabe. Many people used to always visit him. So Mimele, what? That's why I had a din of a Rabin. By Rabin, we say there's no Cheshad. Eboy is same. I'll give you another teretz. How was Rabin Gamliel able to make a picture of the Levona? The Prakim Hava. It was made in little pieces, and those pieces were put together. And why is this permitted? So a Cheshad, there's no problem, because he didn't have it, he never kept it whole. He only put it together when he was going to question the witnesses. What about the Isser of Losasim Iti, when he put together the little pieces of Lego that made up this Levona? So why isn't there a problem of Losasim Iti? The Teretz is, who originally made it, as the Gemara said before, Acherim, Goyim. And then it's mutter, because all he had to do is put it easily together. That's not called an asiya. The original formation of this puzzle, when he put the little pieces together to form the Levana, was made by Goyim. He later just took what their work and put it together. That's not called an asiya, so he's not over on Losasun Iti. The Ritva answers that there's no iser when ein echanami. The whole problem is if you make a dover sholem, but if you make little pieces and you put it together, that's not a problem. And finally, the Minchas Chinuch says he made it loose. It wasn't tight together. Memela, he's not over either. And finally, the Gemara gives a final answer. He did it for teaching purposes. Uksiv, like Salam made losses. You shouldn't learn from the Goyim how to make the Avodah Zarah. Avalatolam made lahavin lahiris, to understand and to teach. And what was he using it here? Here he was using it for a mitzvah to see if the Edom were saying the true facts or not. Then there's absolutely no problem with loisasan iti.